I'd like to call the meeting to order at 9:30 a.m. I would also like to ask the clerk all that you ensure that your cell phones and our pagers are turned off. Each director received notice of the board meeting. The public meeting notice was properly posted as required by law. Directors Ball, Christian, Creel, Kilgore, Mackey, and Zaccanino indicated that they would not be present for this meeting. This time, we have set aside time to hear from you, the general public. Those of you who are interested in providing comments should fill out one of the cards provided at the receptionist's desk with your name, contact information on it. We have about seven speakers. We encourage you to speak your mind. Tell us your thoughts. Be mindful, however, that while you can say anything you wish, the board cannot deliberate or discuss issues that are not posted on the meeting notice. That is not our requirement of state law. The board is limited in its ability to participate in discussions or deliberations by the provisions of the Open Meetings Act. The Open Meetings Act authorizes a government body to give members of the public an opportunity to speak at a public meeting and provide comments. However, the board may not deliberate or act on any matters which have not been specifically posted on the agenda. Now, in an effort to provide everyone opportunity to speak, we request that your presentations be limited to 3 minutes each. We'll start off with Darrell Cockerham.
So, Judge, put mic up that question.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you all very much for allowing us to speak this morning. As you said, my name is Darrell Cockerham. I'm Hood County Judge. And the issue I have addressed before is our lake values. We're about a $5 billion ad valorem tax county, and a third of that property is in and around the lake. And I am seriously concerned about the values of that property going down because of the lake level. We've already had people come up and report that they can't sell their homes because the value has gone way down. A $750,000 house is now worth $500,000. If we lose that much ad valorem tax, we're not going to have enough money to run the county. And we either have to raise taxes or cut services. And so that's the only reason I'm here, is ad valorem tax. You know, and keeping the lake level at a usable level to keep the ad valorem taxes up. And I've addressed this before down in Austin, and that's the reason I'm here today. Does anybody have any questions or anything about that? No? Okay, thank you all very much.
Thank you, Mr. Cockerham. Next speaker will be Todd Garner.
Good morning.
Morning. Morning.
My name is Todd Garner. I'm on the Lake Granbury Coalition. And again, I spoke last board meeting. I appreciate the time that you've given us to speak and have a voice here from Lake Granbury. I guess we're kind of going in different order this morning. One of our guys couldn't show this morning because his mother-in-law passed away last night, and so I'll be taking some of his points that he wanted to share. That would be Mickey Parsons, a city councilman at Granbury. Specifically, I want to talk about, from Lake Granbury's, the coalition's point of view, is that we do not intend at all to make this an area of friction between us and Possum Kingdom. I've said this many times, but a healthy Possum Kingdom means a healthy Lake Granbury. If Possum Kingdom is not healthy, then Lake Granbury is not healthy. And so we want to make sure that the board is aware that we are not trying to create a controversy between Possum Kingdom and Lake Granbury. We would like a solution that is beneficial to both lakes. As the board considers item number two, we want to, you know, we are simply here to, for the BRA to acknowledge the reality that these are two very different lakes with very different needs. And that's what the HAF study originally presented. We do not want to harm Possum Kingdom. We simply want both lakes to be healthy and usable. An increase in the drawdown ratio is consistent with our analysis in the white paper that we handed out last time, and it would not drain Possum Kingdom any more than it did for the previous 40 years. So we also want to work with the BRA and Possum Kingdom together to find other solutions that are mutually beneficial for preserving the health of both lakes. Our white paper discussed the possibility of working on an agreement with Luminant for moving even a small amount of water out of the Squaw Creek Reservoir, which is full currently, and which could pump water back into Granbury or not pump as much water out of Granbury. That's a solution that we have presented in our white paper. We also think that the BRA should look at the possibility of increasing the storage in Lake Whitney. I think it's something that has been considered before. Another solution that is a potential to bring to the table. This could be beneficial to both Possum Kingdom, Granbury, and the BRA with no adverse effect on Lake Whitney. Finally, in this process and generally, the BRA should ensure that the health of lake levels and the communities around them receive an appropriate level of consideration in its decision to enter into water contracts. Specifically for Granbury and Possum Kingdom, everything changed in 2011 when twice as much water was used from that series of lakes as had been in the past. And we think that we have not recovered since then, at least Possum Kingdom has not. And without a healthy Possum Kingdom, there's not a healthy Lake Granbury. The BRA is a governmental entity created by statute. It is not a private business. It has a duty to consider the interest of the communities around the lakes. It must manage its lakes in such a way that is fair to these communities, that protects the natural environment in each lake, and that also avoids disproportionate economic harm to any one community or any other lake. That is why we have asked for a revisitation of the HAF study when we met with the BRA and Senator Birdwell in Austin several months ago. BRA staff indicated its willingness to move forward at that meeting, and we think it's time to get the process started. Just a side note, I was on the original committee that was formed in Granbury, which eventually led to the HAF study. Possum Kingdom was not a part of that committee, but we do believe now that working together with the BRA and Possum Kingdom, that we can arrive at a solution that makes sense for both lakes. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Gardner. Next speaker will be Tony Allen.
I'm Tony Allen, and thank you for this opportunity to come back down here and say a few more words. Apologize for my slowness. I got a bad back today, so if I start jumping up here, you know what it's about. But I'd like to see us, we agree on the HAF study must be revisited. All the reasons discussed it in the white pages that we passed out at the last board meeting y'all had. Important process should not be long-term, drawn out. I hope that y'all will put a time limit on it. Should be able to do it in 60, 90 days. And that way we get this over with. During the last few years, Lake Granbury almost had a higher percentage of facilities in service than Possum Kingdom, and always had a much higher number of futures out of service. That is due to the objection to verified flow in the HAF study. Also, BRA should look at this possibility of increased storage in Lake Whitney, which has been talked about many times in the past. This could be beneficial to Possum Kingdom, Granbury, and BRA with no adverse effect on Lake Whitney. Lastly, I'm kind of repeating a little bit of what Mr. Garner said. We met with BRA, some of the staff in Austin, with Representative Kepler and Brian Birdwell, Senator. And our understanding when we left that meeting, if it was could be done under 200, that it wouldn't even, 200,000, it wouldn't even have to come for the board. We got emails where it was 97,000, and here we are today, about 90 days later. So I hope the BRA will look at this today on a timely matter, and let's get this over with and get her done, and we all be happy. We're not here by no way trying to hurt Possum Kingdom. It's got to be a two-way street here. So we hope that Possum Kingdom would work with us, we could work with them, and we both could work with VRA. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Allen. Next speaker will be Steve Berry.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the opportunity. Mr. Ford took the time to meet with the city, the council, and the commissioner's court. I am Steve Berry. I'm a county commissioner of Hood County with Judge Cockrum. This is my eighth year, and I didn't have an opponent for the next term, so I have four more years. Mr. Adams lived in Hood County and Granbury in Pecan Plantation, so he was right there where we started having lake issues when we quit generating power at Possum Kingdom. Granbury and Hood County have grown since I was raised there all my life, and it's grown. We're now 54,000 citizens. I represent a quarter of those citizens. Our lake came in, and really it's a river that become a lake on a river between two points between the county lines. All my life, we always had water flowing, and now we know why, because when the half study was initially studied, as Todd Garner said, back in 09, it was done really by Luminant. Luminant was a steering committee with the Chamber of Commerce, and there's people in this room that sat on that committee when we talked about why we need the half study. PK was never asked to be involved in that group. Representative Keffer was involved in that group. So the history is there, and the reason I'm telling you this history is because when we were generating power, for 38 years, Granbury was a constant level lake. We varied less than 3 feet on average for those 38 years. When we quit making power and generating power, we saw a drastic drop. And that's when we started being hit over an average. And we have the data to prove that. Last quarter, when we were down here in the white paper, we brought the white paper forward to show some of the things that we thought were inconclusive or showed that there was maybe a flaw. And I'll admit, when I sit in the conference center at 1.75 to 1, we were excited. The taxpayers and the citizens that live around the lake and the council and the court didn't have skin in the game. Since then, we've spent EDC money, a tune of $45,000, to go out, as the judge said, to see what our ad valorem effect is, and it's 33% of our ad valorem of the county that's affected about lakefront owners, either lake developments or lakefront property itself. And then we went out on the own with this coalition, and we have money tied into a hydrologist report. We've got hydrology, because what's happened now is we've been played against Possum Kingdom. And the upper basin needs to be protected. Why should the upper basin have to catch water, hold water, for everybody all the way down to Houston? It needs to be managed in a better, proper way. And I represent people that elected me to a board or elected me to a seat to come in and try to ask questions and represent them. But our ad valorem, as the judge said, cannot take a hit of 33% loss of values. Now, I will tell you the truth, in 10 years we'll outgrow that. We're a growing community within an hour of the Metroplex, so even if we lost 33% of the ad valorem of the $5 billion the judge spoke about, with a property that's still out there in raw land, we could outgrow this. But in the meantime, it's going to be tough. I understand the drought conditions. We've seen that. We were fortunate enough to get 9 inches, and we've come up about 6.5 to 7 feet. But all we're asking for is we came back, we showed the white paper 3 months ago. If the half study is correct, then what do we have to lose? Because things do change. We have money to lose, but right now the county stands to lose a lot more money than the $97,000 or even the $200,000 that we're asking you to at least take in consideration today. So all I'm asking you to do is to at least consider helping us find a solution for the upper part of the basin between PK and Granbury. Thank y'all.
Thank you, Barry. Next speaker will be Mary Helen Franco.
Well, I'm not an elected official. I am the executive director of YMCA Camp Grady Spruce, which is on Possum Kingdom Lake. The one thing, the drought is hitting us hard, and we know we have nobody else to send water down to us. So, Granbury, I'm glad you guys got rain. We got a lot of rain, but we came up 5 inches. And that's because if you look at the drought conditions north of us, which is where the watershed comes from, the drought is still really bad up north of us and in our watershed. But what I really wanted to say here today is something that I Just want to encourage the BRA to be consistent on is communication. For example, this last week I was waiting, and I've been talking to board members, et cetera, about the sale, and I was hoping to have an answer today. I did get an answer yesterday. Thank you, Matt, Phil, for getting me the information. But I was understanding that we were going to be looking at the sale of the property today, and it makes a huge difference to us. What you guys do here, what the BRA does, impacts us all the time, and just an ongoing communication when there's something I couldn't find on the web, you know, what the status was when it wasn't on the agenda and it wasn't on the web. But I will thank Phil and Matt for giving me a call yesterday and letting me know. That's just my concern, is open communication on a regular basis. Thank you.
Thank you. Last speaker will be Jim Lattimore.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Jim Lattimore. I'm the president of the Possum Kingdom Lake Association, and I'm here this morning in that capacity. We represent some 1,100 paid members who live in and around the Possum Kingdom Lake, and I am here with one simple issue. We have submitted a letter to Mr. Ford. We did a resolution. We sent along a white paper. I think that well documents our position. I would respectfully request that the board make the decision not to reopen the HAMP study. Now, there's a lot of work that has to be done in managing the watershed, but we think that the Brazos River Authority should manage the watershed according to its original charter and not reopen the study. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.